overthrow, to unseat the existing power or authority. In 1776, the colonists voted and then fought to overthrow British rule to eventually establish the United States of America. In 1917, the Russian Bolsheviks fought to overthrow the Tsar to eventually establish the USSR. History is rife with revolutions to overthrow a ruling regime. In every case, one side saw the overthrow as good and the other side saw it as evil. Someone will always be on top. It's just a matter of who. Jealousy is inherent in the sin nature. For this reason, there's no reason why those on top should pay attention to every criticism by those on the bottom. Today in America, we are in the throes of an overthrow attempt by the left. The left rejects the Constitution and the Bible, which are the historical pillars of America. The fact that God gave this land to believers who wanted freedom, responsibility, and accountability is denied by the left. They hate God and they hate the Constitution. The left has systematically worked toward the overthrow of America by undermining faith in God, removal of prayer and Bible reading from the public education systems, and by undermining the Constitution, considering it a living document. In the eyes of the left, this overthrow is good. In the eyes of real Americans, it is evil. Who is right? The God of the left is Baal, socialism. The God of the right is Father God, manifested in Jesus. Who you serve determines your answer. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15b. One final point. The struggle for supremacy in America is really just a battlefront of the larger war that Satan is waging against God. God created humanity to become his children. Satan hates God and humanity. His plan is to destroy humanity. So the political battle is in every sense a spiritual battle. Understand the division and conflict in America in these terms so that you're not deceived. Satan will not overthrow God. He will end up in the lake of fire. So too will everyone who rejects Christ Jesus.